We've seen moments of personal significance and global diplomacy as the president has toured Africa these past 2 weeks. He used the opportunity to criticize religious tolerance and discrimination against women and gays. He spoke to African leaders in Addis Ababa, singling out the officials who were notably absent from the African Union Hall, including Robert Mugabe, the longtime dictator of Zimbabwe. David Smith is The Guardian's Africa correspondent. He spoke with us from Addis Ababa about the way Obama has been perceived by Kenyans, Ethiopians, and others throughout the continent.
I think Barack Obama has been on great form and certainly extremely well received in Kenya and Ethiopia during this tour. I was there to see his arrival at the international airport in Nairobi a few days ago, and he appeared with a spring in his step as he came off Air Force One, and it was kind of forward momentum from then on. There were some powerful speeches that really touched a nerve. On Saturday, he really stood up for gay rights in Africa. You might say Africa is the most homophobic continent in the world. The following day, he was equally strong on women's rights and questioning female genital mutilation in Africa. And he was very forthright about how it's wrong for leaders to cling on for power too long. And he tied that up very nicely by comparing it to himself, saying that he thinks he could probably do a good job if he had a third term as U.S. president, but it would be against the law. And all of this went down, I think, much better from Barack Obama, the son of an African, than it would have done from any other U.S. president or any other Western leader.
Is there a way to gauge how he's being received differently on the street versus among leaders who have their own agenda, often very, very different from their citizens?
You know, there was a lot of enthusiasm on the street. It was slightly hard to gauge in both countries. There was a significant security lockdown, Nairobi especially, many streets deserted. So you had to rely really on what's the media saying, what's Twitter saying, and also, in Kenya, there was a speech to about 4,500 Kenyans, including many students. And certainly everyone we talked to there was enraptured and a huge fan of Obama. So it certainly seemed as if he was hugely popular, not only with the officials he was meeting, but, within the wider population.
Would you say the enthusiasm is more related to Obama's personal story, or does the United States have a particular credibility that you can measure at this point in time? Is it just Obama, or is it Obama plus what the United States can, in theory, do for these nations?
I think it's probably predominantly Obama. Since his election in 2008, he's been a bit of a rock star in Africa. He really was the perfect guest. He played it very well. He would begin every speech with a little bit of the local language. He would constantly make references to his African heritage and its importance to him and talk about his father coming from Kenya. All of that really scored points with the local audience. And, one might say Kenya especially perhaps is the last place in the world that never became disillusioned or disappointed in the Obama presidency. That early optimism was never quite going to be fulfilled. But in Kenya, people were lining the streets 6, 7, 8 hours before Air Force One landed in the hope of a glimpse of him. Underlying that, America has this amazing soft power around the world. Even without thinking about it, people are drinking Coca-Cola and eating McDonald's and listening to American music, and often aspiring to maybe go to America one day. It remains that dream for a lot of people around the world. So any American president will therefore have a certain mystique, a certain celebrity value. But there's no doubt Barack Obama will be a very hard act to follow in Africa.
Although it's been said that George W. Bush was a hard act to follow for Barack Obama in certain tangible terms, in delivering health care and certain tangible economic benefits to people in Africa. Do people have a sense of that Obama has not met expectations, that he would be at least as good as George W. Bush?
Yes, and there was an interesting moment at the press conference on Saturday in Kenya, where Obama himself said that he thinks George Bush's PEPFAR program combating HIV/AIDS in Africa is one of the best things any U.S. administration has done for decades and has saved millions of lives. And, you know, he said it's not a beauty contest between presidents. This is one U.S. Government. There are certainly some in Africa who, you know, even after the lift of this visit, where I think Obama made some very powerful statements, would nevertheless say that that overall, you know, it has been a bit of an anticlimax for Africa in his first term. I think Obama only spent less than 24 hours in sub-Saharan Africa. There have been some more visits this time, and he's now visited more often than any other U.S. president. But yeah, certainly some would say there is a lack of tangible projects. Obama obviously would disagree, and he seemed quite miffed that people were questioning the Power Africa project for failing to deliver electricity as promised so far. He said, look, it's only a couple of years old, and you know, you don't build a power station overnight. So some of the real most concrete benefits of the Obama era for Africa might actually really yield results after he's left the White House.
David Smith, thanks so much.
Thank you.
David Smith covers Africa for The Guardian.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.